I sincerely welcome you to a new episode of the Secret Santa Christmas Special series, brought to you by Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Butter Podcast. I am so excited. I love this special. I love the topics that my family wrote down. If this is your first time listening, I asked my entire family to write down different topics and to put them in my little basket to keep them secret from me. So I basically find out with you in real time in each episode what I'm going to talk about. So I'd say, let's get to it. And so I'm mixing my topics. Only a few left. Well, not a few, but some. Today's topic is freedom. Thank you, Mom, for requesting this. I think there are two ways to look at freedom. Freedom from and freedom to. And let's start with freedom from. Freedom from restraints, from addiction, from hardship. All of those things are more important than we oftentimes realize consciously, I'd say, because we take them for granted, but they're not. We're just incredibly fortunate to live in a world, in our world, that is all of those things and that gives us this freedom from negative things. On the other hand, we have freedom too, and that's oftentimes what we strive for, like the freedom to, let's say, live our purpose, to travel, to see the world, to meet new people. All of that is freedom to do something or reach something. Those are just a couple of definitions of freedom. And I would say freedom is super important. And to me personally, it means creative freedom, like freedom to create, freedom to be able to express what I think, feel, and just want to show to the world, because I really just want to be an artist. I've always wanted to be an artist. And I feel like it's time for me to break free from my old life in a way. I have thought a lot about different concepts. I have written down so much. I've planned incredibly much. But I haven't really executed that much of the things I know I should be doing. So yeah, in this particular case, this is just a reminder to myself and to you listening that whatever your heart desires is definitely possible for you to reach. Like, if you can dream it, you can do it. It sounds cliche and a little cheesy, but it's true, because everything your mind can think of is actually possible for you to reach and possible for you to experience in real life, in reality. Because your mind can't really differentiate between pictures that you envision or imagine and the real deal. Like, memories and things you imagine are sort of like pretty similar in your mind. So you can also just start visualizing the life you want and use your freedom to do something productive. And that's also a reminder to me. Dream more, visualize more, and live more. Yeah, I'm really grateful for the freedom I have, and I hope you are too. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.